Hello, friends. In this episode, I'm thrilled to introduce you to a podcast that you'll definitely want to squeeze into your listening schedule. This episode is brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. Now, if you're like me and our other listeners, you're probably not just tuning into Radio Headspace. You've got about 6 shows on your rotation, which is great. Diversity in our podcast diet is something I fully support. So speaking of variety, let me suggest another gem for your playlist. The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's not just any podcast. It was named one of Apple's best of 2018. Jordan isn't just another voice in the crowd. He really stands out. He dives deep into the minds of some of the most intriguing people on the planet. We're talking about a wide range of guests, from athletes to authors to scientists and even mobsters and spies. And let's not forget, he also brings on CEOs, political activists, and FBI agents, depending on what might click with you, the listener. Jordan has this unique knack for coaxing his guests to open up and share stories and insights that you won't hear anywhere else. Each episode is packed with strategic wisdom that's meant to help you think more critically and navigate today's complex world more effectively. And it's not just the content that's top-notch. Jordan's Feedback Friday segment is particularly relatable. He tackles real listener dilemmas, everything from navigating tricky family dynamics to enhancing your career and personal relationships. It's one of those rare shows that you can tune into whether you're looking to challenge your intellect or need a bit more practical advice. From a personal standpoint, I'm a huge fan of how Jordan runs his show. He's got this approachable, engaging style that makes even the most complex topics accessible and entertaining. And honestly, his podcast isn't just good. It's a must listen. So why not add the Jordan Harbinger Show to your podcast rotation? With never a dull moment, it's incredibly engaging and always interesting. Just search for the Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, friends, supporting my sponsors helps keep this show alive and kicking. If you give Jordan's show a try after this recommendation, it helps us continue to bring you great content. Show some love for the Jordan Harbinger Show by searching for it. Remember, that's H-A-R, B as in boy, I, N as in Nancy, G-E-R. On your favorite podcast platform.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone. Transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system. Or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios. Greetings, and welcome to Radio Headspace. My name is Kaysonga, and it's Wednesday. And this week I've been revisiting some of the mindful moments I've experienced in my life. Those moments where I felt fully present in the mind, body, and soul. Whether they felt good or whether they felt not so good. And in these moments, I've also been able to learn a little something about myself, life, or all of the above. My mindful moment for today may bring up some heavy emotions for some, so please take care of yourself as you're listening. Today was inspired by the untimely passing of a very dear friend. Her name was Dawn Baker. As I stated yesterday, my wife Cheryl and I met while attending college at North Carolina Central University. I knew Cheryl and her roommate, Dawn, my freshman year, as we all lived in the same dormitory. It wasn't until Cheryl and I became an official couple the following year that I really got to know Dawn. I feel like Dawn was very protective of Cheryl when we first hooked up. I can tell she was checking me out to see if I was a genuine dude. And once it was clear that my intentions were genuine, I distinctly noticed a shift in her demeanor. She was just that much more talkative and a bit less tense and more pleasant. If there was one word to sum up who Dawn was, it would be sweetheart. Unfortunately, I think it was years later in her 30s that Dawn was diagnosed with the autoimmune disease, lupus. It's a disease where the body actually attacks itself, causing severe pain and complications all over. Over the next decade or so, she would have consistent battles with it. Lupus flare-ups were common and intense. Tragically, this last flare-up, in addition to getting COVID, it just overcame sweet Dawn, and she passed away. Dawn's passing hit everyone like a ton of bricks. Her funeral is actually my mindful moment for today. Dawn's funeral was both sad and beautiful at the same time. What struck me most was all of the wonderful things that were said about Dawn. How kind and nice she was to everyone. How her smile lit up the room. What a good friend she was. And just on and on and on. It really made me think and reflect on how I'm living my life right now. How my singular life is like a ripple in a pond, affecting many others in ways that I don't even know about. It also really made me reflect on choice and the choices that we make in life. Am I making healthy and positive choices in each moment of my life? It reignited my passion for this mindfulness lifestyle that I've adopted over the years, which is really all about being present in the moment and aware of the choices that we make on our life's journey. And again, how these choices affect those around us, known and unknown, nearby and far and wide. So may I just take a very deliberate and intentional moment to say, rest peacefully, Dawn. You will be missed, and you will be forever loved. I want to thank y'all so much for listening today. Tears were definitely shed writing this episode. Please remember to hug and kiss your loved ones as much as possible. And as always, please send any inquiries to me on Instagram at Kaysunga Giscombe or email me askkaysunga@headspace.com. Take care for now, and we will connect again tomorrow. Peace and take care.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.